30 seconds.
Okay, let's announce it. He'll take care of it.
We're going to sing together Sanctuary. It will be on the screen.
That's you, Bill. Sanctuary. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
It is great to see each and every one of you, and that sounded so awesome. That was just what I needed, that I'd like to hear that again. Can you mind doing that for me? You mind doing that for me? Oh, okay. God is good. And all the time. Oh, thank you. You all just do my heart good. Good morning. My name is Eric Dirks, and I'm the pastor of this wonderful church. And I welcome you this morning. And we'll just go ahead and bypass that, guys. And so I do welcome you, and it is great to be here a part of First Church. If you're listening to us on the radio, we welcome you as we share the light of Christ with the Lakes area. We thank you for being here with us this morning on October 7th. Wow, already. If you would, at this time, take your announcements out of your bulletin. And while you're doing that, the ushers will be passing out the registration pads, if they haven't done so already. I invite you to put your name, address, and telephone number in those. If you are visiting with us this morning, we put out a special welcome to you. We just love our guests, and we just hope you feel at home. We want you to sit back and relax. And we do take an offering in this church, but as a guest in this church, we want you just to relax and watch that plate go on by, and the regular worshipers, as well as our members, will take care of that at this point. So we just want you to experience God's presence in your life and this worship service. So thank you so much for being here. But as a guest, if you would especially put your name and your telephone number, your address on those registration pads, that way we can greet you properly and welcome you as a part of this church community. And of course, our regular worshipers, I have faith that they will be good examples and do that as well. So our announcements for today, if you would get that out, right after this service, right after we take communion today, there is a VIM shareholders luncheon, essentially, which is all of you to come down and share downstairs in the fellowship hall, to share the excitement that they have in what took place on their volunteers and mission, VIM trip, a couple weeks ago, I believe it was. So make sure you come down and share in that, and then I believe we're going to come back up here and they have a video for us of their experience. And so I'm personally excited to see that. If you are on the lay leadership team, make sure you come on Wednesday at 5:30 as we are leading up to October 21st, right after this worship service. We will have a charge conference. And so we have to get, as I like to say, all of our ducks in a row for that. So please pay attention to this announcement sheet and any other announcements that we have. Make sure you mark your calendar. There are wonderful, exciting things taking place in this church family, and we want you to be a part of it. Especially pay attention to the trunk or treat insert. October 31st, 7 o'clock, it's a safe place for our kids to enjoy trick-or-treating, and except it'll be out of the trunk of a car. It's a great concept that is very successful in other places. Also notice the Festival of Sharing insert. Make sure you read that carefully. This church and the mission team specifically are very active in Festival of Sharing, which is in Sedalia. So make sure that you pay attention to that as well. Are you ready for an awesome worship service?
Yes.
Now, I don't know. They hesitated a little there. So now you all out in the radio, you got to shout this out too. All right, yes, go ahead.
You know how you always pull on me, what did PTL stand for?
Uh-huh.
Ted Gatliff, and if you were going to remember this, his grandfather used to pull this on us randomly. Attitude check. Praise the Lord.
I like that. That might be our new become alert, be here with us saying. So, yeah, what was that? Attitude check? I really like that. All right. So you ready for an awesome worship service?
Yes.
Awesome. Let us pray. Gracious and holy God, creating God, we thank you so much for your powerful presence with us already. But we just want to take this moment, Lord, to ask for your presence, to anoint us fully, saturate us, saturate this place with your Holy Spirit. Heal us, give us your wisdom and your courage. Give us all that we need, Lord, to focus our hearts and our minds and our souls upon you this day so that we can glorify you, our Maker, our Redeemer, and our Sustainer. We thank you and we give you all the thanks and the praise this day, God, as we should every day. Be with us, Lord. Make us one with each other and make us one with you in Jesus' holy name. Amen. All right, let us prepare our hearts and our minds for worship as our acolytes bring Christ's light forward and our musicians play our prelude.